You're listening to the Introduction to the TACT podcast, conversations I had with UC students at an open day. The TACT podcast is produced in partnership with the OWL at the University of Canberra, and you can find us at theowluc.com/TACT. It was made possible thanks to a YWCA and Beyond Bank grant and with the support of Women's Health Matters, the voice for women's health and well-being in the ACT. I'm Jen, she, her. I mention this because I am obviously from a generation where the gender pronouns were no part of my life. How do you ask someone what their gender pronouns are?
I try not to assume off the bat, so I kind of let them talk about like how they perceive themselves and kind of let them talk about it before I ask them about it. I don't want to be too pushy and assume.
I'm a massive hypocrite because I always ask people their pronouns, but like I never tell anyone my pronouns. I'm like terrible about it. But like I like to get the conversation like started if I can. Like if someone introduces themselves to me, I'll be like, oh, I'm Laura, my pronouns are she/her. But I never actually do it. I'm such a hypocrite. But I do always try and ask.
How do you champion your friends? How do you support them?
Well, I think given my own health experiences, I like to really encourage them to go to the doctors if they think something is wrong. You know, you're the best. You know the best about your body. No one else knows it as well as you do. So you're pretty much off the bat, like you'll know best. Yeah, and I genuinely just think if they think something's wrong, it probably could be. And if it's not, like, that's good as well. But yeah, mainly just encouragement, like it's okay, the doctor's not going to think you're silly going in about this particular issue, like it's better to check it than not to check it.
A friend of mine got divorced. She met a guy she'd known from high school. They went on one date and the next morning he sent her an unsolicited picture and her children opened the picture. I'm just wondering if, firstly, and I don't need the description, if you've ever encountered an unsolicited picture and what you've done.
Unfortunately, yes. It happens more than you would think. Basically, it would depend on who it came from. Yep. But most of the time, either just block the person or kind of go on a rant and like say stuff to them. But mostly, the safest, I think, would be to just block them. So.
Yep. Understand?
Yeah. Thankfully, I've been able to avoid those. I haven't.
Ever so glad for you.
I mean, unfortunately, part of being trans is that people often will associate that with, you know, sexual connotations that are completely unsolicited. So, yeah, happens, unfortunately, but yeah.
And what do you do?
I mean, thankfully, living where we live, somewhere like Canberra, it's avoidable for the most part. If not, then just ignore it. Like, there's not much you can do. Responding is just all that people are really after. They're just trying to get a reaction.
On a day when you wake up and you feel low, what would you do to pick yourself up?
I'd probably, as much as I wouldn't want to, I would try and communicate with my friends and like my partner and stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't say force myself, but I'd like really try and like go talk to them or just go get like something to eat with them or something like that, because that usually makes me feel a lot better later on.
I think it probably depends on why I'm feeling low. Sometimes I'll have like a self-care day, or I'll think, why am I feeling like this and how can I accommodate myself to not feel like that.
What do you do on a self-care day?
My skincare routine, shower routine and stuff like that.
When I was in high school, most of my sex ed came from outside the classroom. Can I ask how much sex ed information you got from school?
Probably anything I learned from school, I think I probably already knew about by the time I learned. So not a lot, yeah, not a lot of new information from school. But it's good to like debunk some myths you might learn outside of school. Sex ed classes tend to like debunk those, so that helps. But
sex ed at school?
Yeah, I had some great teachers that were really open and approachable that you could talk to about anything. But I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that I'm not aware of still.
How about you?
I mean, I went to high school in a small town in New South Wales. It was the basics covered in health class in like year 8, and then pretty much never mentioned from there on out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty lackluster.
How comfortable would you be picking up condoms or sexual health products from any place that they were free?
Probably not that comfortable. I think it would be better if it was available like at the uni or something, as opposed to going into the clinic. I mean, I'd do it if I needed them. But yeah, it's not a huge draw card for me, even if they are free.
Are you happy?
Generally, yes. I just got here, so I'm pretty happy right now with everything. Yeah.
Do you mean you just got here as in to UC?
Yeah, to Australia, actually, so...
Where have you come from to get to Australia?
From America. I'm an exchange student, so I've been here 9 days, but so far so good. So yeah, I'm happy.
Are you happy?
Absolutely. I'm in a fantastic point in my life at the moment. Happy?
I am now, yeah. I mean, you know, I had a lot of struggles, particularly when I first came to uni, when I was first kind of discovering that I was trans and that I didn't quite fit in the way that I wanted to. But after a few years in a hyper-supportive environment like university, I've kind of ended up in a place where, yeah, I can say I really am.
Do you feel we are a more body-positive society now, or do you feel like we've still got a way to go?
Oh, we definitely have a way to go. Especially for me in the queer community, you're expected to have like nice body and nice appearance, but if you don't meet those kind of expectations, you're not exactly like, what's the word? You're an outcast, basically. Like, even your own community doesn't accept you because you don't fit a certain mold or you don't look a certain way. And same with the plus size community as well. I think there needs to be more advocacy in that, especially with like big designer brands and yeah.
I actually have a lot of feelings about the body positivity movement. them being that I feel like it's kind of half a very good thing, and I think that it has, you know, changed the conversation. I also think though that there are a lot of bad things about it aren't being. So we don't want to regress too far, so we don't question the bad things about the body positivity movement. So, like, one of the things that is kind of frustrating me at the moment is that people are like, oh, you look great, but, like, if I put on, say, jeans and a t-shirt, I suddenly look like a threat to some people. Or, like, you know, and my sister finds this too, if she doesn't dress hyper-feminine, she's seen as a threat. Or, like, the body positivity movement only works for a certain type of person with a certain type of body. And I find that sometimes, even though I think that it's a great thing that we are like beginning to become more accepting of other body types, it's like sort of a double-edged sword where it seems that only some body positivity is being used for some people. And people who fit a certain sort of cis normative, like very, I don't know, that seems like such a silly word to use these days, but like, you know, it seems like it's very, you can fit in, but only if you do these like 20 steps to fit in.
When I saw you, I wanted to say you look amazing, but I don't know how to say that now. You know what I mean? How can I say that in a way that just says it without any background?
And I feel like one of the reasons that I chose to look like a drag queen today is because I don't really want to look like a threat. So I specifically dress up, you know, like hyper feminine, and I like dye my hair purple instead of keeping it natural, and I like put on like eyeliner and stuff like that, specifically so that like people look at me and they go, not a threat, that is a person who is like, you know, a bit funky but not too funky.
I hope that if I'd met you on any other day that we would have still had exactly the same conversation. How about you? How could I just say you look awesome?
Yeah, you thank also. You
Is that okay? Like, because you know how you sit there and I want to feel free to say these things, but you hold yourself back thinking that that sounds...
I know, like you're, I wouldn't say cracking onto someone, but you kind of get scared that they're going to take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
I get, like, awkward when people compliment me, but I'm like, I sincerely appreciate it. But I don't know about other people. Maybe they get anxious as well. Especially like for body positivity, people not comfortable in their body and you compliment them, they can be like, are they taking the piss out of me? Or
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all, 10 being totally, how well do you feel you know your body?
I don't know, it comes in waves. Sometimes I could be really accepting of my body, and other days I could just not want to look in the mirror because I'm disgusted with myself, kind of thing. I think as humans we're kind of just hard on ourselves because we don't think we're good looking enough, or we're not good enough. Just try not to be so hypocritical of yourself. I'm pretty comfortable with where I am right now, but I lost 40 kilos because I wasn't happy with my body. Just put the effort in.
How have people reacted to that change?
I've had people call me sick looking or say, oh, you looked healthier before, but I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
This is my body. I'm choosing what I want to do with it. I think I look fine.
I think also for some people who want to make that change but can't, it's in a totally different way it's threatening.
Yeah, for sure.
1 to 10, how well do you feel you know your body?
I feel like I know it, but I don't like it. Like, I generally feel like on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm like a 5 generally. But, like, I don't hate it. It takes me where I need to go. Doesn't generally cause me too many issues, but I'm not, like, a fan.
I wonder if there's anyone out there who's a 10 on either knowing their body and loving their body. And if there is, I would love to meet this person. Thank you, both of you, for your generosity and your answers. I really enjoyed the conversation. This was just a teaser to the first episode of the TACT podcast coming out soon. You can find us at theouruc.com/tact. If these conversations have raised concerns for you, there are many free support services that you can reach out to for help. Those links and further information are in the show notes. Till that first episode, stay safe and well.